Riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local. Your evening newscast is brought to you by Hit and Run drive-thru convenience stores. 6 convenient locations in the Riverbend. Drive on up and let us do the walking. On Wednesday, November 24th, Alton police officers responded to the 200 block of East 7th Street in Alton in regards to a carjacking that had recently occurred. Shortly thereafter, officers arrived to the scene speaking to the victim. The victim was walking towards their car when a suspect, who was wearing all dark clothing while armed with a handgun, had just approached the victim demanding that victim's vehicle. They complied and the suspect fled the area after stealing that person's car. Alton Police Chief Marcos Polito said several Alton police officers began searching the area for the suspect and the vehicle, and a short time later, officers located that vehicle and the suspect in the area of Thorpe Street and Harrison Street in Alton. The suspect was taken into custody without further incident. The suspect is a juvenile and was transported to the Alton Police Department. More information on the situation is online at riverbender.com. With the cold season blowing in, school having been in session for several months, the need for outerwear and supplies to get through the rest of the year are critical for many East St. Louisans. Southern Illinois University Edwardsville employees participated in the coat, hoodie, and school supply drive-thru on Friday, November 19th at the East St. Louis Higher Education Campus. The supply drive-thru, which was sponsored by Children's Home and Aid and Illinois Coalition for Community Services, served nearly 100 families. Kimberly McClellan, program coordinator, said this was a collaboration of several area agencies to help East St. Louis students and parents. Ronald Spicer, 81, and Jean Spicer, 81, of Freeburg, Illinois, will spend the next year in home confinement making restitution payments after defrauding an elderly family member out of nearly $200,000. The Spicers pled guilty to 2 counts of fraud and were sentenced on November 18th to house arrest. According to court documents, the Spicers were designated as the victim's power of attorney and successor, and in June of 2018, the Spicers exercised their authority over the victim's finances by opening an account at Citizens Community Bank in Muskoda, depositing a check for over $250,000 after selling the victim's home. While on home confinement, the Spicers will be restricted to their residence except for religious services, medical appointments, and other pre-approved activities. One of Alton natives Madison Hornsey's biggest lifetime thrills, in her own words, was making an appearance on the game show Jeopardy! Madeline is an Alton High School graduate and an outstanding violin and viola player. This newscast was made possible by Hit and Run drive-thru convenience stores. 6 convenient locations in the Riverbend. Drive on up and let us do the walking. Riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local.